Lights, camera, action.
Light, camera, action. Welcome to the November episode of the Month of Movies podcast. Oh, God, I'm all off it already.
Yeah, you almost said Sky Ranger podcast.
I probably did. In this podcast, Jason and I, we talk about the movies we watched over the span of the month. This month is the, obviously, last month, November of 2014.
So these are all the movies you watched in November.
Yes.
I have a box set of 50 greatest Warner Brothers movies of all time, and I'm working my way through that.
And I have a deck of cards that shows the 52 best movies of all time. And I'm working my way through that, so about 1 week.
So, with those and then other movies we happen to watch, we will talk about.
Yes. And actually, if all goes according to plan, they release these on Mondays. I'm a little behind in releasing episodes, but this episode will actually be releasing on the 22nd of December, so it's Jason's birthday.
Yay!
So kind of happy birthday now, but it'll be in a few weeks.
You wanted to hear something really funny?
Huh.
On November 22nd, Netflix is putting Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion on Netflix.
Happy November December?
December 22nd. Watch so happy idea. Birthday to me.
So I watched 10 this month.
I watched, what did I say, 7? I watched 7 movies this month. 4 of them from my box set, 3 other ones.
All right. I'll start. The first movie I watched this month was Pulp Fiction, which is on my list. Pulp Fiction, it's hard to describe that movie. If you haven't seen it. But you follow the stories of a couple different characters, and each character has their own thing going on, which they all kind of tie together. It's a really good movie. I watched it when I was in high school, and I didn't get it. I understood it, but I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, like, in the last couple of years, I've seen it a few times, and I really like it now. I don't even know how to describe this. It's a good movie.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
I gave it... I feel bad because... Well, yeah, because it's hard to describe.
No, you did a good job.
Did I?
It's a bunch of people, stories, and they're tied together.
And obviously a lot
of stuff going on.
Yeah, obviously a lot of the few...
Quentin Tarantino movies.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Swearing and violence.
Yeah, because it goes in different chunks. Like, there's one where one of the characters is supposed to be guarding or watching this Bob Boss's wife, and they go dancing and all that stuff. And there's part where they have to get... It's a good movie. Check it out if you haven't seen it. I gave it an 8. I don't know how to describe it.
I watched... my first movie for the month was Let's Be Cops.
Okay.
That one with Jake Johnson and Wayne...
Damon Wayans Jr.
Yeah, the ones where they decide to dress up as cops and pretend they're cops. And when I saw the trailer, I watched the trailer I don't know how many times because I thought it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't wait to see this movie. And then when I watched it, the trailer
was
way better because the trailer made it seem very random, like all this stuff is happening. Mm-hmm. But then when you watch the movie, there's a purpose for everything.
Yeah.
And that doesn't always come off as humorous.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. And then as you're watching it, beginning to, like, show, like, you're like, oh, I can see what they're setting up here. Like, there's, like, this mob boss type thing that hits their car. You're like, oh, when they're cops, they're going to run into these people again. And sure enough, they become, like, the villains of the movie. And I don't know. It had funny moments. Like, it was an entertaining movie.
Yeah.
It just didn't live up to the trailer, so whoever made the trailer did an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of funny people in the movie. I can never remember his name, but that big guy who is in a lot of random comedy stuff. I can't think of his name.
The funny thing is, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
God.
And he plays a cop in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's in Hangover, and he was the gym teacher in 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. Regal? No. Fuck. Oh.
Diggle Wriggle, something like that.
Diggle Wriggle. Diggle Wriggle.
No, I meant his last name.
Andy, not Andy, Jesus.
But yeah, he's in the movie. He's pretty funny. Yeah, I don't know. I gave it an 8. I mean, it's a basic, the plot wasn't anything too crazy. I like those guys, they're funny. And just how he just gets too excited and just, like, goes all out and, like, buys a car online, puts decals on it, and all this stuff. He's like, isn't this illegal? Ah, maybe. And they just, like, go all out. Because these two guys have nothing going on in their life and stuff. But it was worth watching. I gave it, I mean, 8's pretty high, I guess.
Yeah. Rob Riggle.
See, I was close. Diggle Riggle.
Diggle Riggle.
Yeah, he's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. He's always...
And the funny thing is, I was trying to remember, I watched something else. Oh, I watched The Hangover, yeah. And he was in that, too.
Yeah.
And he was a cop in that. And I'm like, oh, he's a cop in a lot of stuff.
And
he's the funny cop, I guess, because
when
he's a big guy you could see being a cop.
Yeah. When I saw the trailer, something was happening with him being there. I'm like, are they going to do the exact same thing from, like, Hangover where they tase him? I'm like, oh, it's funny. No. Okay.
They didn't do the tase in the face thing. Yeah.
The next one I watched was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which you watched in September, August, October?
Before September. I only have September.
Before that. Jack Nicholson, gets admitted to a psychiatric ward, not a psychiatric ward, but like a clinical hospital, whatever. Jason described it pretty well. You want to go back and listen to that episode, haha, more clicks. But, yeah, the more I watched it, I don't want to spoil it, obviously, because if you haven't seen it, it's a really good movie. But it's, like, I watched it in high school, I think, and maybe, like, once or more, like, in college. But the ending is so much more... You watch it in June.
June, yeah.
The ending is so much more, like, different as an adult when you, like, notice more details and stuff. I don't know. I thought it was good. I feel like I should have given it a higher score, but I gave it a 7.5.
Yeah, I gave it an 8.5 in June.
Yeah, it's good.
Spoilers if you haven't listened to that episode.
Who doesn't listen in order? Craig. Just kidding.
I don't know.
That was on my list as well. I'll just do one more.
Sure.
I watched the Ben Stiller movie. I mentioned it last month that I had just watched it. It was Greenberg.
Greenberg?
Greenberg.
Yeah, I watched that one a couple years ago.
Yeah, it was good. It's about Ben Stiller's character who, his character just got out of like a...
mental institution?
Kind of, because he was like depressive and stuff like that. And he was in... So like, he ends up moving back out of it and he's living at the house of his brother. Well, his brother and wife are out of town on a vacation. And he ends up having a romantic thing with the I don't want to say maid, but she's like the hired help for around the house.
Housekeeper.
The housekeeper, yeah. And it's, but since he's like depressed and really weird and she's like almost half his age, it's obviously becomes very troublesome and stuff. And I don't want to say it's a heartfelt movie, but it has its moments where you're like,
it's feel... like a Ben Stiller serious movie.
Yeah, but I like his serious movies.
Mm-hmm.
But and the girl who was the main girl, I think she like produced it maybe. I don't know, because like she looks familiar and I didn't see anything that she was in, but she was really good. But I gave it a 7.5.
Yeah, I don't know what I would give. It sounds about what I would have gave it.
Yeah.
I watched it a long time ago. I watched... My first movie I watched for my box set this month was Million Dollar Baby, which is a boxing movie about a female boxer. It was pretty good. It's a Clint Eastwood movie.
Yeah.
He's like this guy who owns...
Is he actually in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's this guy who's known for training like some of the best, I don't know, are they called heavyweight fighters or something? I don't know,
yeah,
boxers?
I think so.
But he's known for like some of the greats, like training them and stuff. So he's like old because he's been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
He owns a gym where he trains the people. And Morgan Freeman is his like second in command guy.
Morgan Freeman's in it too?
Yeah. So like those two are the basically like Clint Eastwood's character owns the gym. And then Morgan Freeman's character, like, kind of cleans up the place and kind of runs it and stuff.
So it's like a parallel universe sequel to Unforgiven.
And, this girl shows up and she's using the gym, but Clint Eastwood won't train women.
Mm-hmm.
He only trains male boxers. But she keeps coming back, like, for, like, over a year. Every day she shows up to box. And she spends all the money she makes on getting better gloves and doing stuff. And and he won't train her. And then, like, Morgan Freeman wants to help him, but then he gets yelled at because he's not supposed to be training people. And then, like, you slowly, like, you see, like, Clint Eastwood's character slowly warm up to her, and then eventually he starts training her and stuff. And then there's, like, a turn in the movie. I don't want to say what it is, but then, like, the movie starts going in a different direction. And I'm trying to remember. Oh, I'm drawing a blank on who some of the other people were. But, yeah, her family, like, doesn't like her and stuff like that. So, like, Clint Eastwood starts becoming, like, a father figure and stuff. And it's pretty good. I'm not much into the sports movies, but it was definitely an interesting movie to watch. That twist that happens toward the end of the movie was
That's all I know about the movie.
Yeah, and I knew that before going in, so it didn't, like, catch me off guard. But I thought that was, like, at the very end of the movie, and then there was a good half hour, 45 minutes after that. And then you follow it, you know, like, from that point on and how it happened. And then the ending was, like... It was a tearjerker ending kind of thing, yeah. Because you just, like, for someone, like, they're Clint Eastwood and the main girl, like, he had nothing to do with her, and then he, like, gets really attached to her and stuff. So, it's the chick from the next Karate Kid.
I can't
remember her name.
Isn't she Hilary Swank?
Yeah, Hilary Swank. She's a very tomboyish actress, but it works in this, and she's ripped in this movie. But, yeah, I gave it... Oh, did I say what I gave it? I gave it a 6.5, but I feel like maybe a 7. So I might change that to a 7, but 6.5 is what I have it at.
Okay. The next movie I watched was The Sting, which...
Is it a giant bee?
No, it's actually... I'm going to just switch over to IMDb because I forgot who's all in it. The guy, the race car guy, is that right?
The race car?
Shit. Paul Newman!
Oh my God, Bullet? Is that what you're trying to think
of? Yeah. It's a Paul Newman and Robert Redford movie, and also Robert Shaw from Jaws fame. Robert Redford is a character who, he, like, hustles people, sort of. Like, he, and, like, not, I want to say hustles, but, like, yeah, they kind of, like, they pull cons and stuff like that, and he pulls a con right at the very beginning of the movie. And he's like, all right, we got all this money, haha. And the people that they stole from found out who the people, like, who they were, and they end up killing one of the guys that was in on it. And it was this old, like, this older guy. And, like, this is dangerous. We got to get out of this business. So they decide to, do their last bet, like, their last big score. So he teams up with, Robert Redford's character, Johnny, teams up with Paul Newman's character, Henry. And they decided to go for, like, this big mobster and try to screw him out of a ton of money, which is Robert Shaw, the guy, Quinn from Jaws. He gets the boat in Jaws. But it was actually a really fun movie.
So this movie come out around those same times as their other movies? This isn't, like, when they're, like, super old, is it?
No, this is 1973.
Okay.
Yeah, it takes place, like, in 1930s time, so it's, like, sort of, like, that cool... gangster type movie, but it was a pretty fun movie, and actually it was over 2 hours long and it didn't even feel that way. I was like, oh, it's done already, shit. But it's it actually, for a movie from the 70s, there is a lot more stuff going on than I realized what was happening. I'm like, and a few times I'm like, is this part of the gig, or is this part, like, is this working? I can't tell what their con is right now, because they don't tell you what it is. They just, like, go through, like, all right, we're gonna do this, and, like, as it's going through, like, all right, tomorrow tell them to do this, and, like, what the fuck's happening? And then once it all falls into place, you're like, right, cool. But it was fun. I gave another 7.5. So that was the third movie on my list for the month.
I've seen this a long time ago, but I bought it because it was, like, after Halloween, and it was cheap. I bought Killer Clowns from Outer Space on Blu-ray, and I watched it again after many, many years of not seeing it.
Yeah, I don't remember. I was...
And it's still a bad 80s movie. It still is, but it's still, like, I didn't hate it. It's not one of those that was so bad, watching it again, going, God, like, Munchies, that was painful. But it was good, and some of the stuff I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Like, I remember, like, the cotton candy.
Yeah, the
people cocoons. Wrapped up. But then, like, I forgot about the shadow puppets that become, like, the giant dinosaur that eat the shadow puppet that eats the person and stuff. Like, there's obviously plot holes in the movie as well, but, like, I was just like, this is actually kind of a brilliant movie. Because I could just imagine the people who thought of the movie going, okay, so we're going to do this this movie where clowns kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what kind of stuff do clowns do? And then they just take, like, generic stuff that clowns do and then, like, find ways to kill them. Like, so it's like, oh, they have the invisible dog on a chain, but then it's actually a real dog, so it, like, bites people even though you can't see it. And then, like, the popcorn that, I forgot, the popcorn kills people. I forget how it killed them. Damn it.
Did it expand on their stomach or something? Or?
I don't remember now.
I don't know. I haven't seen it since the late, maybe mid-90s.
But, like, it's just so funny because it's like, oh, their spaceship is a giant big top and
I just remember
funhouse
the,
mirrors and
I just
all
remember the pizza truck, the pizza delivery driver had the clown head on or something.
It was ice cream truck.
Ice cream truck.
Yeah, the two ice cream guys. They, like, go, they have, like, these two chicks that they lure into their truck by saying, oh, you can have all the free ice cream you want. And then they take them to the makeout point, and they're like, what are we doing here? We just came for ice cream. It's like hilarious. It was funny. Oh, my God. And they're like, oh, it was worth the try. And, like, and then, like, the other guy's like, oh, those guys, they're hilarious. When you're hanging out with them, crazy stuff happens. It's like, I was like, what the hell is going on? And it was, I mean, it's so cheesy, but hilarious at the same time. So I think it still lived up to it. I gave it a 7.
All right.
It's definitely worth the $5 on Blu-ray that I paid.
The next one I saw with you.
Oh, Godzilla?
Yeah.
Gojira! The new Godzilla.
The new one.
With Walter White.
Oh, Bryan Cranston. God, that took a... Oh, God, that was so hard to push out. I can't... See, I wish I knew how... God, I don't know how people, like, just know names like crazy.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, Bryan Cranston.
It was, like, yeah, a remade. Like, after the last Godzilla movie that America released, I was like, why are you trying again?
I did not see that shitty one.
I only seen parts, and it was pretty bad. But this one, I mean, obviously it was a lot darker. I mean, it started in Japan.
Yeah.
Where, and I feel like the other one just, like, was in New York, and it was, like, as if it was in New York instead of Japan. But it was in Japan and then slowly came across to, like, California and stuff. But it was a lot darker and, like... destructive than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, the first, I want to say, 10 minutes of the movie, I thought
really
were
amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Then the movie just kind of went downhill after that.
Yeah, because it started, I don't remember what year, but it started in a certain time period, and then it did, like, flash forward to present time type thing.
Yeah, I think it started, like, in the 70s or something, or 60s. Yeah.
And then, like, oh...
And then, yeah, then
all this stuff happened.
But it went to the 90s, and then it went to present day.
Yeah. So, like, and then it did some catching up stuff. And that stuff was cool until, like, it started coming to America.
Yeah.
Like, all this stuff in Japan was awesome, I thought. And then, like, oh, you know, the creatures are going across the ocean to America, so now we have to stop it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the basic plot.
I'm trying to remember what that movie was that we saw. Battlefield LA or something.
Battle Los Angeles sort of.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of that movie.
Yeah.
Once it turned into that point of view.
The generic movie of the, like, they find
you said it was the guy who did Monsters, right?
Yeah,
I think it felt a lot like that.
The generic plot of the movie is there's these creatures they find underground who absorb
energy.
Yeah, the
electricity.
God damn it, why can't I think of it?
Nuclear energy?
Yeah, because, like, the radiation. They absorb radiation and release, like, EMPs type thing. So they decide to try to lure Godzilla, who everyone apparently knows about. Like, they don't create or anything like that. They're just like, oh, well, if we lead Godzilla to these creatures, he'll fight them for us. And that's the movie. A little bit of character stuff here and there, but, like...
Yeah.
They did... I don't... the character stuff at the very beginning was awesome, but then, like, you start following a different character partway through the movie,
yeah.
and you just don't give a shit about him, which yeah. sucked, because he's like, oh, I'm this tough Marine, or this yeah, tough Army guy.
You introduce one person at the very beginning of the movie, and then you switch gears.
Yeah.
And you start following a different person the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
And the fighting, you barely saw much, and you saw a lot more destruction than actual, like, Godzilla, and... I don't know, obviously, the old Godzilla movies was very cheesy, but at least things happened where you got to see. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It wasn't that great. I had my hopes up very high for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the trailers made me want to see it really bad, and now like the trailers basically showed the beginning part of the movie.
Yeah,
which was good because they didn't show any spoilers, yeah. but it also showed the best part of the movie.
Yeah, I'm just glad I waited till DVD to see it.
Yeah.
Right? Yes, but I gave it a 5.5.
Wow, I gave it a 6.5. Because I thought there were parts that are entertaining. It was kind of cool to see some of Godzilla's old moves being used now.
Yeah,
and
some of the sound, yeah, some it was cool that the sound effects and stuff like that were. Yeah, similar,
like you said,
different.
It was like Jurassic Park meets Godzilla sound effects.
Yeah,
it's like the T-Rex from Godzilla or from Jurassic Park mixed with Godzilla.
Yeah,
with his new sounds and stuff, but. Yeah, I gave it a 6.5.
Yeah, I mean, it looked cool. It looked very cool, but that can only bring me so far.
Yeah.
But, yeah. The next movie I watched was a documentary called Happy. And I heard
Is
a lot...
Is that about drugs?
No, it's about happiness. And I heard a lot of good things about people who said they watched it and said it's a really good documentary. And it you kind of follow a bunch of different people from around the world, and you see like people that are really poor and like all this other stuff, and you see how happy they are, and like, and then they talk about the different differences in like demographics and like money and stuff like that, and the countries that they people that work too hard and all this other stuff, and what makes people happy. I learned nothing from this movie except for that they literally have a thing in Japan. Like, that is not a disease, but, like, there's a... People work too hard in Japan, and mm-hmm. they don't sleep, and they have they basically say, oh, it's this... I can't remember what it's called, but it's a symptom where people die from overworking.
Wow.
And just in offices and stuff. It's like, that's fucking creepy. But most of the stuff, they say, oh, happiness is created by this. And it's just... I'm like, yeah, that's... I was hoping for more. It's like, oh, believe in yourself and do all these things, other things. I'm like, I can't remember the points, but it's just like, it's just try something new. And this, it's like, I don't know. It was
trying to tell you how to be happy.
Well, they said the basic points of it, but I'm like, yeah, that's. I was gonna see. I don't know. It was, but majority of the people that are like, oh, this and this and this, and like, the people that were the happiest lived in like communities
mm-hmm.
with all these people around them, and they have a family and all this other stuff. I'm like. Yeah. Okay. and of course, the whole thing where money doesn't buy happiness because people that are richer usually want more and they're never happier and all this other stuff. But I was hoping for so much better. I actually almost turned it off at one point, but I gave it a 5. So, yeah. I have about 4 left. How many do you have?
I have 3.
Okay. I'll go one more shitty Netflix movie. There's this one I saw. I was interested. I like horror movies. You know this. It was called Twixt. Like the candy bar with a T at the end.
Whips?
Twixt. Shit, what's his name? Val Kilmer in it. When he's like really fat. And the young one. I can see her face. She was in Super 8. The girl. The Fanning girl.
Oh,
Ellie Fanning.
Dakota Fanning?
No, I think Ellie Fanning. The one from Super 8.
So it's fairly recent then.
I want to say 2006. I could be wrong. But, anyways, it's about a horror writer. Oh, 2011. I was way wrong. Jesus. Yeah, Ellie Fanning. But I was really... It looked decent. But it's about an author who is sort of like, he's a horror writer, but he writes a lot of stuff about witches and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing a book tour where he's just going to these little small towns, little small shops, and no one's like showing up. But this guy, the sheriff's like, oh, hey, I write myself, and I could tell you about this town and stuff. There's a lot of crazy things that happen in this town. And there's this, and it just goes to shit immediately. Because there's this clock tower that there's seven different faces in the clock tower, like mm-hmm. seven different clocks, and they all say different times. And there's a group of kids that hang out across the lake that everyone says are vampires. And there's this hotel that's time works different, so it's open sometimes, and it looks like it's closed down. But anyways, so he goes around this town, and whenever he falls asleep, he has a dream, and Edgar Allan Poe talks to him, and he finds out secrets about the town. I don't know how it works. He just finds out, and he's like, oh, I'm Val Kilmer, check it out, dip-a-doo. And his editor's like, you need to write a new book while you're there, otherwise you're not, and the ending is just fucking stupid.
I like how you always watch stupid horror movies.
I like horror movies, but I want to watch something different because I don't want to watch the same slasher stuff over and over and again.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, this is a little different. Let's see how this... I actually started watching a horror movie the other night, and I couldn't stand it. I turned it off. Oh, see, that's the problem I have with the movies that aren't on my list. Ones that are on my list, I have to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
So I get through them. I'll watch horror movies, and I'll just stop halfway through because I'm like, I'm not going to give it anything less than a 3 because if I do, I'm going to turn it off. You know?
Yeah.
Unless it's on my list. So, but yeah, I gave this a 4. But because it had potential so many times, there was like so many moments where like, oh, this could be cool. And there's a whole mystery behind the town. And he goes into it over and over and over again. And then at the very end, it's just like nothing happens except he's like, oh, I wrote my book. Like, what happened? So, dip-a-doo, wrote a book. And then she's like, oh, he didn't sell that many copies of it. Credits. Like, what the fuck? Stupid movie.
Well, I watched... the last three movies I have are from my list. I watched Departed.
Oh, my, from my list as well.
Sorry, you watched Departed?
No, the last three movies on my list.
The Departed, which is Matt Damon.
Yep.
The other one. Matt Damon and Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's a Scorsese movie, right?
Yep. And it's cool because... One guy... Okay, so it's like... There's like a mafia...
Mm-hmm.
And then the police department. And one guy... He's part of the mafia, but he goes through police academy and stuff.
That's Matt Damon's character, right?
Yeah. And, I think so. And, he ends up working for the police to help the mafia. And then there's an undercover cop that works for the mafia helping the cops. So it's like... They got a plant on either side. And... They're trying to figure out who it is, and like it's crazy. Like, it's such an awesome concept for a movie,
and
there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And then Jack Nicholson is like the mob boss.
Yeah.
And then
I saw this movie.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Is like works for the police department.
I saw this movie years ago when it first came out,
mm-hmm.
so I don't remember a lot.
But yeah, it's pretty awesome. I thought it was.
And that's a remake, too, I guess.
Is it?
Yeah. I believe so. I don't know what the original was called or anything, but or when it was, but I guess that's the that's a remake.
But, yeah. And then, yeah. I was kind of shocked by the ending, but it makes sense. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to ruin the ending.
I honestly don't remember much about the movie at all, except for...
But, like, I just thought it was kind of a cool concept, because you always see those movies where, like, oh, it's an undercover cop, blah, blah, blah. But then you get... undercover mafia member, and then like they're both at the same time, and you're like, oh shit, and then you're trying to figure out which guy you should be rooting for and all that stuff. So I would thought it was a fun movie. I gave it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
It was kind of a longer movie, but it started getting slow, and then it'd pick up, so it wasn't like slow for it kept me entertained the whole movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I watched that movie around the same time as Lucky Number 11.
Mm-hmm.
So my mind is just confused. Like, I'm like, what was from what? But mm-hmm. I remember my mom and dad watched that movie.
Departed?
And, yeah, our mom and dad watched that movie, and they got confused because to them, Leonardo DiCaprio and Matt mm-hmm. Damon looked the same. They thought it was the same person.
Yeah, they're very similar in this movie. Well, when I first started watching it, I had a hard time trying to figure out, I'm like, wait... And then once I realized that one guy was working for one and the other was working for the other, and they were like in there, I'm like, what? Because at the very beginning of it, too, mm-hmm. you see them when they're kids.
Yeah.
So then when they're older, you're like, which one was Matt Damon?
Okay.
So, but like once I got it straight, yeah, it did take me a little bit watching the movie at the beginning to figure out who was what.
Yeah.
Because Matt Damon's character goes in for an interview, he gets the job right away, and then Leonardo DiCaprio's character goes in for an interview, and they're like giving him crap because they're like, you're part of the mafia, blah, 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 and they don't trust him, even though Matt Damon's character was in the mafia. Mm-hmm. And then they send up, they're like, okay, Leonardo DiCaprio's character, they're like, we don't trust you. We think you're going to do this stuff, so we're going to send you to prison. If you can survive in prison, you can go. You can work for us and work for the mafia.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, so it's like at the very beginning, you're like somewhat confused, like what's going on. You're like, why did he get sent to prison and stuff? And like, he didn't get the job, but he got sent to prison. And then you're like, and then you realize, oh wait, this is all part of it to try to get him as far from the cops as possible.
Yeah,
and stuff. So it was pretty cool. I, like I said, I gave it an 8 out of 10. My next movie you watched.
I was going to say, yeah, the original movie is based off of a Hong Kong movie called Wu Zhan Dao. So, there you go.
Oh,
look,
yeah.
Look that up.
Didn't see that one. I was say, the next movie I watched you saw as well.
Yes.
And that was The Dark Knight.
Well, I'm going to jump off your Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, okay.
Because the next movie I watched, I don't know, I forgot about it. I watched it, and I don't remember where when I watched it. So, I put it on here. It's Titanic.
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 So you didn't watch it this month, but you don't remember when.
No,
you
I watched it in November. I just don't. I think it was like between Godzilla or after Godzilla or something. I don't remember exactly. But yeah, Titanic. It's really weird watching it now because that movie's so fucking hokey. It's so blockbuster.
Yeah.
It's such a blockbuster movie. Like, oh, this. And you're like, whoa, crazy jokes with, like, oh, this guy's trying to be all cool and stuff. And he says, fuck, in front of the ladies. Like, oh, sorry. Excuse me. Yeah, they say fuck in the movie.
So there's nudity and they say fuck, and it only got that rating.
PG-13, yeah.
That's insane.
They say shit quite a few times. But yeah, he says, the one guy's like, oh, fuck, I mean, sorry. There, I'm like, and the lady's like, oh, trust me, I've heard worse. Blah, 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 blah. And it, god damn it, it's so fucking hokey. And I watched it on DVD, and it's two DVDs. God damn it, didn't like, ah, oh, shit.
Dual isn't layer? The whole point of compressing stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, that's a gift for getting from the library. But, yeah, I don't know, it's still, it was better, it's, I don't know, it's, the acting and all that shit was like, it just pissed me off, like, Kathy Bates' character. Just, oh, I came into the money. Look at me. Doop-a-doo. I'm still not a lady, but I'm making everybody, making all the rich ladies go, oh, my, I'd never do that. She's like, oh, come on down here. You smoke a cigar. Like, whoa, this, she's not a lady. Oh, it's like, oh, so fucking cheesy. But Kate Winslet is so much younger in that movie because I realized I was in middle school when that movie came out.
Yeah, I was in high school.
Holy shit. But yeah, she's... Kate Winslet's still hot.
Even when she's 12.
What?
How old was she in that movie?
I don't know, like, probably 20-something. She's older than we are.
Yeah.
But I gave it a 5 because I don't want to watch it again. Like, I remember being like, oh yeah, once the boat starts sinking, that was the best part and so cool. Watching it now, it's just them running up and down hallways like, oh, go this way. We can't go this way. Go this way. No. I gotta go back to you, Jack.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but I probably would give it like a 6, 6.5. But I haven't seen it in a long time, so if I watched it. But I don't have any urge to watch it, so I probably won't.
Yeah. So that was off my list. That's why I watched it.
Yeah, Dark Knight was the next one in my box set. Is on your list as well.
Yes. Third time is a charm for me. Like, I watched it the first time, didn't care for it. Second time was a little better. Uh-huh. But for some reason, this time, it was really good.
Yeah. I don't know. It's still... I mean, yeah. I agree with Scott. I've seen it three... This is the third time I saw it. First time I watched it, I was like... I was really excited to see it. And I was like, it was good, but it wasn't as good as I was hoping.
Yeah.
Because when I first saw it, it was only the first two. The second time I saw it, it was three of them. No, we watched it before the third one.
Yeah.
Came out. And then this time we had to watch it. And, yeah, I don't know. It was better the third time.
I think maybe because a lot of the hype of how great he was as the Joker has died down.
Right.
More
and
so.
Even so, I mean, he was cool as the Joker, mm-hmm. but I still think Two-Faced was overlooked.
He was.
that was such a great character in that movie. Mm-hmm. Like, Harvey Dent turning into the Two-Face, like, that character evolvement and, yeah, like, getting fucked over and all that, like, made such a great character. Mm-hmm. Like, Joker was just random and, like, oh, but it wasn't random.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after years later, after, like, people point out all these plot things about the movie, mm-hmm, and then you see it and you're going into it, like, that's what kind of I liked about it, because he's like, oh, I'm so crazy, I'm a crazy Joker man, but then, like, you realize, like, how smart he is, and he's not just insane. That's, like, kind of what really made me like it more, because it's not, hey, let's see how crazy I can be as a character. It's like, he does that as a ploy, you know, it worked better.
Yeah. So I gave it an 8.
Oh, I gave it a 7. But so, yeah, I don't, like I said, I liked it a lot more this time. Yeah, I gave it a 7.
All right, and then the last movie I watched, I've seen before, and it was The Hangover.
The Hangover.
It was a decent movie. Like, yeah, I've seen it. It's funny. I mean, this type of movie's been done before, mm-hmm, like, a million times, so I don't know why this movie got so popular.
I don't know either.
Like, I like the fact that it put Zach Galifianakis in the spotlight, because, yeah, that was, like, the movie that launched his career, even though we were watching stand-up and stuff like that before this movie came out, mm-hmm, so we're happy to see that he was in a big movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was... Well, I watched the first one. I mean, I watched all three of them.
Yeah.
And now watching the first one again, after watching the entire trilogy, the first one is good.
Yeah, I actually watched it. I actually watched it, like, last year, because I got it in that bin of DVDs.
Oh, yeah, cheap ones?
And, no, I got it from the raffle thing.
I
watched it again. I'm like, okay, it's better the second time than I remember the first time, but I didn't laugh a lot.
Just some of the subtle stuff I thought was so funny. Just, like, the tiger's in the bathroom. What? Oh my god, there is a tiger in the bathroom. Just like, they don't believe him. There's a tiger. And all of a sudden they leave. And they're like, oh, yeah, we still got the tiger. Oh, that's right. We still have... The tiger's still in the bathroom. We forgot about that. And it's just like, how they just forget about it. And then just like, oh shit.
One of the subtle things I liked...
And then the baby.
One of the subtle things I liked about that movie was when...
His name's Carlos.
When Zach... Or Zach Galifianakis' character. What is it? Brad? Not Brad. But whatever.
I don't remember.
When he thinks that I can picture his head, Bradley Cooper. He's like that character. He's like how he thinks he's like the coolest guy ever, and like just seeing him once in a while, like just he like looks over at him and he'll just like do the same posture, like start wearing his hair, like put his hand down the same way and stuff. Once in a while, I'm like, that's fucking funny. Yeah.
We're the three best friends that anyone can have. But the ending was kind of weird, how it's just like, oh yeah, he's here, we know that for sure. Like, really?
Yeah. And also, oh, I know a guy. You know a guy? So just tuxedos? Okay. Like, I don't know.
It was kind of funny. I gave it a 7.
And
that was the last movie I watched of the month.
The last movie I watched was my 6th one from my list. So I caught up this month from last month.
Yeah, I'm caught up.
Back to the Future. Now, I haven't seen this movie in its entirety maybe ever, I guess. There's a lot of parts not a lot of parts I don't remember, but, like, just a lot of, like, chunks that I don't remember. So, I don't know, like, just, like, so many details I didn't realize, like, when, because at the very beginning it shows... All this stuff, like, oh, Brown Manor or whatever, where Doc Brown lived, and he sold all this stuff, and he just, like, lives in this little, like, shitty little garage thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes back in time. He's, like, he's in back in his huge mansion, because before he made the time machine, like, because... And all this stuff, like, the little, like, details here and there, and, I don't know, so much of that movie that I overlooked, because I guess I didn't understand it as a kid.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen this movie, I don't know how many years, probably half a life of time ago, at least. But yeah, the plot of that movie is,
he goes back in time.
Yeah. He goes,
testing out a time machine.
They're testing out a time machine, and then they get attacked by the,
for stealing plutonium.
Yeah. Shit. Who is it? Not the Haitians. God damn it. Anyways, they stole plutonium and they're getting attacked. So Marty basically just jumped in the car to drive away from them because they had machine guns.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of forgot in the midst of his fight or flight that the time machine was active. So then he's like, ends up going back in time. He's like, what the fuck am I doing here? He ends up screwing up and
his mom falls in love with him.
Yeah.
And he's got to set his dad up with her because otherwise he won't exist.
Yeah. He basically saves...
creates a paradox.
Yeah, because he saves his dad's life, but in doing so, like, puts him in the spot where his dad and his mom met. So then he...
Yeah, he stops their first meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then he has to fix that and then also
get back home.
Because the plutonium rods... it's a one go. Like every time you go back in time or forward in time, you can only use it
because they tested it with the dog.
Well, they wasted it, but they put another one in.
Yeah.
And then
they just didn't have enough for the round trip.
Yeah, because he was going to grab it more before, but then the guy just showed up with the guns.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun. It was a good movie.
I like that movie.
A lot better than I remember it being, and yeah, it was good. I gave it an 8.
Yeah, I'd probably give it higher.
Okay.
8.5.
Nice. Well, you bought it on DVD. I didn't. So I should watch the...
And the sequels are good.
Yeah, I should
watch it. It's probably one of the best sequels ever made.
Two? I don't know. Winter Soldier.
Oh, that's true. I don't know. I have to watch that again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the second one is great just on how they used the footage from the first movie. And, yeah...
It's funny in its own way because it's like sort of like kooky and stuff, but then at the very beginning they jam pack so much information in you, like before he goes back in time, mm-hmm. he jam packs so much information to you so that later on
they sprinkle
those lines and everything everywhere. So the whole movie it feels familiar. It's so weird because he's watching the show.
Yeah,
at the beginning,
there's like a lot of stuff at yeah.
Yeah, when Biff and his dad is like, hey, well, this don't do this. When he's talking about the report for work, and then when he meets him in the diner, he says the exact same lines. They're watching the exact same episode of Honeymooners.
I've seen this one before. What do you mean? It's brand new.
And all those other things, like all those lines, just so many. God damn it! And the clock tower.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's it. My highest movie.
Oh yeah.
Holy shit! I actually locked it. So the highest movie I got was Back to the Future or Pulp Fiction, which were 8s. And the lowest was Twix, which is a 4, so half of that.
Yeah, I gave 3 8s, and that was Let's Be Cops, Departed, and Dark Knight. My lowest was Million Dollar Baby and Godzilla at 6.5. So 6.5 to 8 is a pretty good range
for
movies, so this was a good month.
All right.
As opposed to last month when I had a couple 4.5s.
One
more month to go. We'll see. The next podcast, you'll see if we completed our goal or failed it.
Yeah, I only have a couple left, and I have them in my possession, so I just need to find time to watch them during December, because, you know, nothing happens in December. There's no holidays or...
Birthdays.
Or just, like, just busy for
Hangover
a week.
Hangover was my 47th movie, so I only had 3 after that.
Okay, I have 4, I believe. I'll have to check my cards. But I think I only have 4 left.
So I think I should be able to do it, hopefully.
I should be able to.
Some of them are pretty long, but...
Yeah, so... If you want us to watch any certain movies email us at stuffbyscott@gmail.com. It's stuffbyscott at gmail.com. If there's any movies you want us to watch, review, in case you... saw any movies that you because we mentioned them, let us know what you thought. Otherwise, just drop a line and say, you know, whatever you want about movies. And if you have, and actually, because I'm watching the 52 greatest movies of all time next year, if you want to think of a theme of some sort that you think would be fun to listen to, let me know.
Aren't you doing that?
I'm just saying for
yeah.
That's we'll tell you that later.
So we got 1 month left of the year.
Yes.
Are we gonna do a recap episode as well?
We're gonna do a December episode, much like these months, and then after that we're gonna have like a short I don't know how short it's going to be.
I don't know.
We'll do a short little...
We'll do like a 2014
review. Recap. We'll probably just go through some of our top movies on the list and the top... and the lowest movies on the list. No, we're not going to worry about the normal movies.
Yeah.
And then also discuss...
just for
what's coming up for next year as well. So I think... but, yeah. Okay.
And with that, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Signing off, it's a wrap.
Cut. Do 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 do